Prepare yourself.
Talk radio will experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, depending on your time zone, as we syndicate out across the United States via ABC Star Guide, coming to you from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ here in Austin, Texas. I want to thank all of our affiliates, sponsors, listeners, and, of course, the good Lord above, and, of course, the great folks in there making the show possible right now, Trey and Paul. Okay. I'm not tooting my own horn. With great power comes great responsibility. But we break major news reports every single week, sometimes every single day. But it's been a year or so since we've really brought you something this big and broken something this big. If you type into Google News, the number one news service now in the world, number one for traffic, that's Google, and click News and type in Oklahoma City bombing or Oklahoma bombing, the first four links, at least this morning, and last night, are articles from PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Under them are reports out of the Salt Lake City Tribune and out of the Desert News. Reports like this are scary. I don't like having to bring this information to you, but we're going to be pretty much exclusively in the first hour into the second hour talking about the Oklahoma City bombing, which was an inside job perpetrated by members of Bill Clinton's Justice Department to bring the United States closer to the New World Order police state. It's the baby brother to 9/11. Administrations change, but the people running the country, the New World Order, remain the same. The first film I made 10 years ago in 1997 that I was producing in 1996, America Destroyed by Design, is about Oklahoma City attack, and we lay out how the government did it, why they did it, in that film made about a year and a half after the attack on the Alfred P. Murrah building at 9:02 a.m. on April 19th, 1995. And everything I put in that film, my first film, I've since made 14 others, 15 films total, the latest is Terror Storm, going as high as number 8 on the Amazon.com charts, which shows we're having an effect. Everything we laid out there has unfortunately turned out to be accurate and true. I was going off the state police, off the FBI, off the grand juror, the head of the grand jury foreman, Hoppy Heidelberg. I was going off the testimony of Cop of the Year, Terrence Yakey, who all the evidence shows FBI tortured to death and killed because he wouldn't shut up about the government being involved. That's right, Cop of the Year, who saved all those people, saw a little bit too much, them removing the bombs and the rest of it, so they killed him in cold blood. And we'll go over some of the basics of this, because I can't get into the new developments without giving you some of the things that happened previously. Before you call me or email me and say, why would the government do that? Let's be clear. Small criminal elements of our government did this. And they did this to pass the omnibus crime bill and get triple the funding for the BATF, double the funding for the FBI, and to increase the total anti-terror budget by over 100%. Bill Clinton on Air Force One in 1996, after he had a 32% approval rating when the bombing took place, he was elected with a 68% approval rating, riding high a month after the election. A reporter in the White House press pool on Air Force One said, what do you owe your reelection to? And he said, the Oklahoma City bombing, it brought the country together, just like Hitler firebombing his own Reichstag helped bring the country together under the Fuhrer. And there's so much evidence in this, it would make your head spin. I have done, you know, three-hour programs on Coast to Coast AM with reporters coming on covering it as well. I've done my own syndicated show weekdays. I've probably done conservatively 75, 80 programs. I looked it up. In 2006, I did no fewer than 15 alone on this. I'd already done several this year, several segments of a broadcast on it. So literally, it'd be like if you came to an engineer who had a engineering degree and you said, teach me how to engineer. I have been studying this since it happened almost 12 years ago. And there's so much evidence, I don't even claim to have all the answers or know every little detail. So it's hard to walk through this, but we're going to try to today. Again, there's too much evidence. We have smoking guns piled up to the sky. It is now obscuring the sun, my friends. Let's just read through the latest headlines. This is the Salt Lake City Tribune. Nichols, McVeigh had high-level FBI help. Desert News, Nichols says bombing was FBI op. Now, here's the more detailed reports that literally are receiving millions of readers. Attorney Ashcroft gagged Nichols from exposing McVeigh's OKC bombing conspirators. Trinidad drops new bombshell on Alex Jones' show. This was Thursday. Breaking. Attorney, sealed documents indicate OKC inside job. Here's another one. FBI agent early arrival in Oklahoma City. Hotel receipt shows it. WorldNet Daily. McVeigh at a military base 2 years after he was supposedly out of the military at a demolitions compound. It goes on and on. We're going to go over all of it. New OKC revelation spotlight FBI involvement in bombing. But, again, before I go through all the new evidence, let me give you the big news. The Salt Lake City Tribune doesn't have it. ABC News doesn't have it. Guess who has it? Right here, in my hands. Right here. This is the declaration of Terry Lynn Nichols, United States District Court for the District of Utah, Central Division. Interviewed and deposed in his jail cell for a day and a half by Jesse C. Trinidad, plaintiff, attorney at law. And again, Jesse C. Trinidad's brother was mistaken as one of the black operators. And that doesn't mean a black person, folks. One of the black world operators, one of the special forces individuals involved in this. So they tortured him to death because he matched another individual. Once the feds got that other fellow, they tortured him to death and hung him in his cell as well. So this Jesse C. Trinidad just started investigating this years ago. I interviewed him 3.5 years ago. That's why I was really proud and honored when he made the point that on my radio program we originally broke all this, and now the documents have come out. We have the sealed federal documents. Let me just go ahead and get to the meat of the matter. In my hand, I have the sealed federal documents. I have the sealed FBI documents in my hands right now. Trinidad, an accomplished lawyer, 25, 30 years in practice, has never seen them seal something anywhere near this quick. Within a day of these being filed, they had already gotten a motion before the court to seal these. Now, not before we were able to see them, and not before, and that's the only reason we can cover this, the Salt Lake City Tribune was able to see them, and not before the Desert News was able to see them. So they were able to see them, we were able to see them. We have them right here, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, Trinidad wisely has not given to the media the most important sealed parts, and that is Exhibit A through G. The exhibits are the names, Social Security numbers of FBI agents, internal FBI documents that it turns out the defense had, that Stephen Jones reportedly had in the Denver trial. The federal judge would not allow them to put this evidence on for national security reasons. Now, you want to understand how they set patsies up and how they run black ops? Once you've studied a black op, you start learning there's two or three different types. There's really two main types, a couple of subgroups. We're going to walk through how they do this by first explaining what happened in Oklahoma City and then going through the evidence. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and JonesReport.com right now, you can read the federal documents for yourself. You can see them for yourself. Sealed under national security. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back, coast to coast and border to border, exposing the terrorist, defending the Republic.
I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, let's be clear. On February 16th, this filing was written up. It was filed several days later. Within a day, the federal government had sealed the filing and its exhibits. That was A through G. We're talking about the Oklahoma City bombing and the revelations by Terry Nichols that this was a government inside job, a black op. And we wouldn't just listen to Terry Nichols. We'll walk through his story and show how it fits in with all the pieces, the hundreds of pieces and smoking guns that we have. Since then, the federal judges said, since the media already had it, since it had already been reported on by major newspapers, that the filing can be public, just not the exhibits. And those are not public, and the government's fighting to keep those secret. In the filing, you learn that Nichols had been trying to... He'd written a letter in 2004 to John Ashcroft, the then Attorney General, saying he wanted to go public about all this information. And then a order was put into effect over the Federal Bureau of Prisons and the Supermax he's in there in the Rocky Mountains. And they wouldn't allow him to talk to any of the media. And the media could not get in to see him. I've talked to newspaper reporters, TV reporters, national reporters who weren't allowed to get in. In fact, there had been a press report doing some research I found from 2004 where 60 Minutes tried to get into Sheem, and the federal government said no, no media. But they couldn't keep a lawyer. And so because court proceedings had been started by Jesse Trenadu, and because Nichols could then say that he was having him in as his counsel, they couldn't stop Trenadu from getting in for a day and a half of interview time. Now, in this affidavit and in this request that's been filed as part of a lawsuit, they're asking that Jesse Trenadu, Attorney Trenadu, be able to go in and get a videotape deposition of Terry Nichols. So there's some background about what's currently happening right now. Again, the headlines, Desert News, Nichols says bombing was FBI operation. Salt Lake City Tribune headline, Nichols McVeigh had high-level FBI help. Now, let's go back to what really happened in a nutshell in Oklahoma City. You'd had Ruby Ridge, which had ended in a disaster. Larry Potts, the head of the operation, had gotten a reprimand letter. There was talk of the BATF being disbanded, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms confiscation. Excuse me, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Then we have the videotapes that was in Waco, the Rules of Engagement, and in several other films where it shows the BATF loading their big Betamax cameras saying, oh, we're going to get lots of funding off this. This is going to make us look good. They picked a group they thought was kooky and weird, regardless of what they were. The point is they were set up. They were attacked. They were shot at by helicopters. 51 days into the siege, they burned the place down. Later that came out in congressional testimony and Delta Force documents when they sent the Delta Force in. And again, you have these same FBI agents that were involved, Lon Horiuchi and others from Ruby Ridge are there. That happens in 1993, a few months after Ruby Ridge, just a few months after the first World Trade Center attack, which I'll get to in a moment. Same thing there. Government op will walk you through it. So they've got this really bad name. There's talk of them being disbanded. And because of Waco and Ruby Ridge, and then boom, 9:02 a.m., 1995, a supposed truck bomb blows up out front and knocks out giant columns in the back of the building, the furthest away from the truck, but doesn't knock columns up over that are right up against the truck bomb. And there's videotape of these that the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, General Benton K. Barton, that's a three-star general, by the way, did analysis of it. You could see the columns blown off at 45-degree angles, perfect blast points. Okay, they were even blackened. So you've got the columns blown out at the back. You've got pieces of rubble blown across the street, big chunks of columns blown across the street up on top of four-story buildings. Okay, and we have video and photos of that in the film I made in 1997. Then in my film, The Road to Tyranny, I made in 2002, we cover the first World Trade Center, Oklahoma City, and 9/11. And we spent 45 minutes in that three-hour film just on OKC with police surveillance tape. Oh, yes, we got it. And newscasts as they're removing the bombs. But again, the problem is there's too much evidence here. Go to Google Video, type in Road to Tyranny. You can watch it for free tonight. After the show, that's your homework. So, and there's nothing more riveting than reality, is there? It's my hair on the back of my neck stands every time I talk about this. So, this bomb goes off. Immediately, police start going, you know, the BATF in 30 seconds was in full bomb gear. The first firemen to arrive, the first police, some of them were just down the block. Some of them were there a minute after, and there's BATF with their bomb truck in full bomb gear. Some of it takes 20, 30 minutes to put on, running around. They run up to the local doctor, the local coroner. They say, bandage us up. We were on the ninth floor. The doctor says, you're not hurt. You're making that up. What are you talking about? How'd you get dressed so quick? Terrence Yakey, cop of the year, big, strong, handsome black guy, looked like an NFL linebacker, runs in, saves like 20-something people, almost breaks his back doing it, carrying him out on his shoulders. He sees him running around day one. He sees him in the bomb gear. He was just right down the street, cop of the year. He blows the whistle, is on the phone to his partner the night he died because the chief was telling him to get off the case. He's going to a storage shed they had because they've been told to hand over all their evidence. He said, I'm getting followed by a couple FBI feds. I got to go. It looks like they're going to pull me over. He's found right off the road, about a couple hundred feet, tortured, tied to a tree with all these stab wounds and burn marks and his throat slit and shot twice in the back of the head. Cop of the year. These are cop killers. And again, he may have thought they were FBI. That we know there were Special Forces troops involved, men associated with Special Forces, I should say. And so that happened. In any black op, whether it's the Kennedy assassination or any of these events, they get lots of criminal groups and government groups involved. So there's layers of patsies, layers of distractions, different fallback groups. So let me tell you who we know from videotape, police reports, surveillance cameras, everything. There were Iraqis involved, okay? There were white supremacists involved. And there was the FBI and the BATF involved, okay? Now, how did this work? And it's all in the deposition. It's all in the filing. Go read it up on PrisonPlanet.com right now with all the massive reportage. How did this happen? When you're going to carry out an op, you can either provocateur one, or you can simply carry it out yourself and then blame some innocent patsy you set up. Or you can do a combo of the two where there's a real attack that's going to be launched by the private corporation hired by the government to do it or by a government agency, a subgroup in that agency. You can do it that way. Or the most common type is you go find people, it may take years, and you recruit them and you train them and you lead them as a Klan leader, a Black Panther leader, whatever, quote, radical group leader it is. We see this over and over again. We saw it in Miami. We saw it in Canada last year, where they go find street kids, give them $100,000 over a year, give them video cameras. I mean, the FBI creates the group. The FBI created, the Klan group in 98, try to get them to bomb a chemical plant outside Dallas. Bomb Steer War, we talked about it last week, Texas Monthly. The major news report out of the Orlando Sentinel about the FBI leading the Nazi group in Orlando, march behind the major groups, create fear. You see, there's a lot of evidence here. Let's walk through it when we get back. We'll tell you what happened in Oklahoma City, the different groups they had to create a smoke screen around it. All right? And then we'll get to your phone calls. We'll go through the affidavit. We'll go through the filing. We'll go through the latest news on this. This is huge breaking news. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, Just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
And risking my life, a lot of people have died to bring you the information you're getting. A lot of people have gone to prison. Carol Howell, FBI informant, who they recruited, no criminal record. She went public just a few weeks before and said they're about to bomb the Albert P. Murrah building. They pulled her off the case and threatened her to shut up, and when she wouldn't, they tried to indict her. She was found not guilty of the stuff they trumped up. That's the problem here. There's too much evidence. For those that just joined us, Terry Nichols says Alfred P. Murrah building bombing was FBI op. That out of the Desert News. Salt Lake City Tribune with his federal lawsuit was filed. McVeigh had high-level help from FBI. We're walking through that. I now have the, at least partially unsealed, I have the part that's been unsealed, filing the federal lawsuit, the particular document, the exhibits with the names of the FBI agents and others have been sealed, but not before the Desert News reported who Terry Nichols says was the handler of Timothy McVeigh and Larry Nichols, and that was Larry Potts, former head of FBI counterterrorism. Oh, yes, we'll be going over all of that this evening, and I know we've got lots of phone calls. If you want to talk about this subject, I'll go to the other calls and other subjects, but you won't be on with us long because I need to stay focused. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, or locally here in Central Texas, 836-0590. If you're listening to our home-based mothership affiliate, KLBJ 590 AM. Okay. Again, I've got to move quickly here because there's so much. The government wants to set up a police state. They want more funds. These agencies want more funds. The global corporations that have gotten control of this nation want to secure their control over us. They need to carry out terror attacks or provocateur them or to allow them to take place. They do different things. It's a grab bag to convince the public to willingly relinquish their liberty in the name of some so-called security. You give up liberty, you get tyranny, not security. And so the bomb goes off, and it kills 168 people, including a bunch of children in a daycare center. I don't have to remind you of all of this. And then it starts coming out day one that there were bombs inside the building. Newscast. Police start talking about it. They start dying. Firemen start talking. They start dying. I mean, we're talking about medical examiners start talking. They start dying. We're talking about gunshots to the back of the head, ladies and gentlemen. And then you ask, well, why didn't McVeigh speak up? McVeigh was totally drugged up, totally handled. And, again, that's a whole other show of evidence. But we now have a filed federal lawsuit with the filing and sworn affidavit of Larry Nichols, who has nothing to gain from this. Life in prison for being associated with this. Clearly a patsy day one. We've always known this. Now let's go into how black ops work. The criminal elements of the government can either carry it out or they can do their favorite thing, but it's harder and provocateur. Now here's an example that's not debatable. New York Times, CBS News, that's in Road to Tyranny as well. The evidence I'm giving you, it was hidden in plain view. No one ever got in trouble for it. In the first World Trade Center attack of 1993, the FBI created the group, cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, and by the grace of God, they didn't park it up against the main column like they were supposed to. A few days before, Ahmad Salam, the CIA-funded agent who'd been an Egyptian intelligence agent, had been brought over to build it. He said, I thought it was a sting. We got to go bust him. The FBI said, no, it goes forward. He rightfully thought they were setting him up. He went in and recorded the head of the FBI in New York and others saying, it's going to go forward. Leave it alone. You can't stop this. We'll protect you. So he went, what? You funded me? You gave me over $1 million. I went and built this bomb, did this, and now you're going to let it happen. That's a case of pure provocateuring. Okay, now, in the case of Oklahoma City, they learned not to trust the people that they trained to do it, to carry it out. Again, patsies thinking they were being led by some Islamicist, some Islamo-fascist. In Oklahoma City, you have the Ryder truck that detonates outside and leaves this one-foot crater. They later claimed it was a 20-foot crater. We have the video. It wasn't. You have bombs inside blowing the building clearly out. So you have the diversionary blast outside, the real blast inside. Three of the bombs don't go off at least. We have video of them being removed and the governor announcing they found more bombs. Because most of the BATF and police that were there were not part of it. They were there finding bombs and taking them out and saying, look, we got them off the columns. You know, there were bombs inside. And then the FBI and Clinton and Janet Reno said, no. You don't understand. Then state police, hours after McVeigh's driving erratically, running off the road, he's got a big yellow car with no license plate, can't be missed. They pull him over. He's drooling and saying, I've got a chip. Clearly out of his mind, drugged or something under some type of mind control. Then you've got these three Arabs, these three Iraqis. We even know their names. It's in the film. It's been in the news. One of them was al-Husseini Hussein, who we've got Oklahoma City police surveillance video of him weeks before the bombing, sneaking around. They knew what he was involved in. They catch him trying to fly out of the country with blue jogging suits, wires, you name it. The Clinton Justice Department orders them be released. Then we start hearing reports that McVeigh had been staying in Elohim City with these Nazis. It turns out federal informants have got video of all this. They're told shut up and forget about it. Everybody's told forget about John Doe number two. Then we learn there's 12 surveillance cameras from the Methodist Church, from a bank, from a YMCA, from the federal building itself across the street, showing McVeigh get out of the Ryder truck with this dark-complected, dark-haired man, who we believe is one of the Iraqis, going down the street, other cars, everybody breaks up and drives off. The feds declare national security on that and seal it. Valiant FBI agents go public in the L.A. Times, the Washington Post, we have those articles in the films, and they say, listen, we've seen the surveillance before it got sealed. It shows Iraqis. Congressman Dana Rohrabacher goes on MSNBC and CNN in the last few weeks and says, oh, see, there's a connection to the Philippines and Bojinka and to Ramzi Yousef, and it's Iraq. Oh, my gosh, it's Iran. See how far back they planted all of this? And it's in the signed depositions that there's two of them. It's not just Nichols. It's one of the other individuals in there as well that's gone to prison over this. They admit that Rohrabacher went in and interviewed him a few months ago but said, I don't want to talk about anything but your trip to the Philippines. I don't want to talk about anything but Arabs. And there was an FBI agent there not letting Nichols tell him everything he knew. That's all sworn to in here. And Rohrabacher, the congressman, the neocon, who poses as the good guy, admittedly went and interviewed him. So we've got white supremacists involved. We've got McVeigh going to every major gun show in the country, every major militia compound in the country. And it says to create a history, to create a ledger, to create a story, to create a connection between him and the militia movement so the bombing could be blamed on him. Then, in the affidavit, Larry Potts reportedly calls up, this FBI top agent, calls up McVeigh and says, well, the bombing isn't going to be in Omaha or Dallas now. It's going to be in Oklahoma City. McVeigh blows up and says, I was recruited out of the military into a secret assassination black ops squad, which we already knew. We've got video of him at bases 2 years after he was supposedly out of the military that, by the way, we broke up on PrisonPlanet.com. And we've been on this story. And, again, that's a whole other discussion there. And so you've got Andre Strassmeyer, who turns out to be a German intelligence agent posing as a national Nazi who's connected to McVeigh. You've got all this going on. Perfect black op. You've got Arabs involved. You've got white supremacists. You've got FBI with this special forces operative, McVeigh, going out doing all this, clearly set up. And then you learn what was originally in the sealed documents inside the Denver trial of McVeigh and Nichols. You learn what we've gotten from police and others who investigated this, that Nichols was completely set up, that he was on the periphery, that all he did was help rob a facility of some gel explosives at a mining outfit, that his family was threatened the entire time to do all of this. You then learn that they told him to rob this individual, Roger Moore, of guns, which it turns out was a federal informant. They were creating a history, again, a ledger. And then when he got there, Moore knew it was all staged and, quote, part of the FBI script. So those guns could later be found at Nichols' home. And McVeigh gave him a small box of explosives and said, keep these. So it was clear that McVeigh was planning to set up Nichols, and they ended up burning their own operative, just like Lee Harvey Oswald, who was Special Forces. By the way, we now have his CIA control number. Only black operators are even going to understand what I'm talking about. This is so complex. And I bet you are listening, aren't you, you black operators? Well, I'm already in it, so I'm going to go all the way. When we get back, I'll continue to try to break all this down and explain what the Arabs were really doing, what the white supremacists were doing, who really carried out the bombing. Stay with us.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to oneyeartoretire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
For over 11 years, I've been investigating the Oklahoma City bombing, the great foundation of the current police state we see expanding. We're going to take your calls on this subject coming up in the next hour. The toll-free number to join us, 877-590-5525, locally 836-0590. But let me just recap. Terry Nichols, and the feds sealed this almost immediately, was interviewed by a lawyer who's been investigating the case for many years because he lost a family member as a result of it. That's just how he got into this. His brother knew a little too much and was tortured to death and murdered. Has gone in and interviewed Nichols. Nichols has been banned from any media contact, including 60 Minutes wasn't allowed in the scene. To cover this up, after he went to Ashcroft, wrote a letter and said, I want to tell you what really happened here, because he'd never confessed before. He said, I want to tell you how I got set up and how all this really worked. And I'm telling you, this fits in with my 11 years of research on this subject. I made a film in 97 about this. I want to be clear about my credentials on this subject. Nichols says bombing was an FBI operation, and you go through the evidence, it was. Okay? Why did they have Arabs involved? You have to first understand that Saddam was our ally and that tens of thousands of Iraqi Republican Guard, his entire apparatus, including Saddam, back when he was 18 years old in 1958, was U.S. government controlled. At the end of the first Gulf War, George Bush Sr., Washington Post, L.A. Times, Associated Press, this is all in my film, Road to Tyranny, all the news articles, but you can type it into Google and find it for yourself. It's all out there, mainstream articles. You know, all the pieces are right there. Brought back 3,000 Iraqi Republican Guard. Then Clinton brought in another 1,900-plus. Some numbers are over 2,000. We'll go with the conservative one. Now, they're not all terrorists, but large portions of them were trained previously by our government, trained at the different schools, like School of Americas. That's for Latin Americans. They have separate ones for Arabs. They were brought back in after the war. They were put in all major U.S. cities. This has been on Oklahoma TV. Reporters have written books about this. Okay, this is part of the record. So you've got these individuals brought here, trained by our government, on the payroll. Lord knows what they're doing, showing up in the weeks before the bombing to a level that the state police and Oklahoma police intelligence units were videotaping them. And there are literally hundreds of witnesses at topless bars and hotels and shops and gun shows with these Iraqis and McVeigh. Okay? Then you've got McVeigh with German intelligence agents. You've got McVeigh at white supremacist compounds. You've got McVeigh going around creating a history, and now that's in the affidavits, to connect it to militia, showing up at every group. He showed up at Waco during the siege. There's video of that, to create this history and this ledger. Now, more often than not, in these black ops, they then set up their own patsy like Lee Harvey Oswald. Don't have time to get into that, but again, it's mainstream History Channel news. It's been all Barr, McClellan, LBJ's former lawyer. It just goes on and on. So much evidence, it'll make your head spin. That he was a black op operator, taken out of the Marines. He was at a super secret base in Japan, allowed to defect to the Russians, then allowed to come back after 2 years, left alone. I've interviewed the daughter, the mother, all of it. Clear black ops, and he said, I'm Apache, I've been set up, clearly involved. But you've got shooters all around, you've got mafia involved, you've got Texas hitmen, one of them's in federal prison right now for pulling another hit in San Antonio, Charles Harrelson. It's the same thing. You've got private contractor hitmen, you've got mafia, you've got Cubans trained in Operation Zebra. You've got all these people, so there's different layers. You study the OSS in World War II in Greece and in Italy and in France. They operated. They nexused with the criminal gangs. It's the same thing today. That's who knows the local area. That gives you plausible deniability. So that's why you've got all these groups as fallbacks, the white supremacists, the Arabs, but all of them we know the groups were being run by the feds. The Arabs are run by feds. The Nazis that came out in federal documents were run by the feds. And you've got McVeigh going around grooming his patsy, which is Larry Nichols. And that's now all come out in the affidavit. We already said this years ago in films. This is what most of the police and FBI who aren't part of the program, who haven't carried out the attack, who are trying to expose this, have said and written books on. This is what the evidence clearly shows in context. And so what you have is McVeigh with one of the Iraqis pulls up with the truck bomb. He goes and gets in his own car, goes driving off. Something happens. He gets picked up by the state police out of his mind, literally drooling. The state police report he was drooling, falling down, saying, don't let him do it. It hurts. It hurts. I got a chip. Who knows what that is? The point is he was doing this. He was totally. Then they hired Jolyon West from the time he's arrested to the time he's executed in 2001, who in the 77 hearings declassified MK Ultra. He was one of the chief people who was made to testify and who was brought out also along with Dr. Ewing Cameron involved in MK Ultra. So one of the most famous mind control doctors is McVeigh's doctor from the time he's arrested to the time he's executed. Again, this is central casting, like George Norrie said. You could not make something up this weird. I mean, if this was a fiction book, no one would buy it. That's what they do in black ops. They do it to be a smokescreen, to be confusing. It's called cloak and dagger for a reason. You don't know where the dagger is because it's cloaked. It's a black op. But in hindsight, we have enough pieces to know what happened. Feds, and the BATF, by the way, 6 months before was out in the Arizona desert blowing up Ryder trucks full of C4, doing tests. We know the feds, probably BATF, because they were in their bomb gear and running around right when it happened. And some of them did believe it was a sting, because they did call another group of BATF and tell them, be ready the night before. We have hotel receipts, everything. Because, again, you have innocent people, too. And then they always keep the innocent good agents from not knowing what's happening, telling them it's a drill, it's part of an op. I know there's agents listening out there right now going, that's happened to me on other things. You know, stings, criminal ops, when they're stealing money from drug dealers, whatever. They have formulas of doing this because it works. There's plastic explosives inside that blow out the main columns. The diversionary blast is timed to go off at the same time. The evidence shows that it went off a few seconds before, early. Everybody inside said they heard a boom. The windows blew out. Then the whole building started shaking. There were explosions under it. Jane Graham, the head of HUD up on the top floor, reported that she liked to use the maintenance entrances for exercise because she was overweight to go jogging up them every morning. That was her exercise and jogging back down. And that she saw white men in there later who, by the way, were videotaped the day of the event. And she said, that's them, planting large gray sticks of butter on columns and drilling with electrical wires. She said, what are you doing? They were wearing federal maintenance uniforms. He said, maintenance. This is the day before the bombing. Again, one more little piece of evidence. The head grand juror, Hoppy Heidelberg, was learning all this from the police and witnesses, and the FBI came to his house and brandished guns and said, you shut up and don't ask questions anymore. I've interviewed Hoppy many times. Hundreds of these pieces of evidence. So you've got McVeigh with all these other groups. They're the patsies. They're the setup. McVeigh thinks he's part of the op. Then he gets drugged somehow. Then they get him, basically keep him drugged from that point after. Now, the big question is, this has been in the Desert News, this has been in the Salt Lake City Tribune, both pretty good-sized papers, but that's about it. Oklahoma TV station covered it. Wouldn't it be bigger news if one of the only two convicted bombers, the only one living, who has life in prison, has no reason to do this, he will get mistreated now, who's already been told to shut up and not talk to anybody, and it's admittedly a blackout where the media can't talk to him since he wrote this letter to Ashcroft in 2004? Why would he go public now? Because he says he wants the truth to be known, even if it's a great danger to his life. And why is it this top story on CNN and ABC News and everywhere else? It isn't. That's why you type Oklahoma bombing into Google, and the top three links are prisonplanet.com. Our stories are number one, and now we have the unsealed portion without the exhibits, A through G. We have it up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. After we start the next hour and I take some calls, I'm going to go back through some of the key passages in here. But ask yourselves, why isn't this a top story? This is big news that you have sworn affidavits with federal documents, and it turns out that and I interviewed Trinity, the lawyer involved, last Thursday, that some of the things he can't talk about but that he can hint at is that they tried to present these documents, FBI documents, in the McVeigh trial. Stephen Jones did, his lawyer, and was not allowed to put these documents on. And that's what's in the sealed exhibits. We're talking Social Security numbers, documents, funds, addresses, all of this of how this thing worked. And it turns out this was known the whole time, and this was blocked in the federal case from coming out. How they keep McVeigh quiet, drugged up, famous brainwashing doctor with him, threatened people's family, works like a charm. Same thing they were doing with Nichols, threatening his family. Now, clearly McVeigh was a prime mover in all of this, the classic super patsy. But if you look at this, even from what the FBI admits, Nichols was a total patsy on the periphery. Now, I've got three pages of notes here I want to go over. Key points in the deposition, in the federal lawsuit filing. But first, we'll go to your calls when we start the second hour. 877-590-5525 or 836-0590. And I really want to talk about this subject. We'll take calls on other subjects if you wish. There's people holding since before the show started. But we'll get to all of you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned?